Hi, I'm Shirley Knapp, founder of North Winds Productions, and I'm an energy healer and author. I have led groups in meditation and transformation around the globe. I have been in a holistic private practice, teaching and embracing individuals and groups since 1986. Our mission is to heal, love, and serve the world by transforming ourselves and helping others transform to live in joy. I was born with the gift of intuitiveness, and I combined this with further training to help people break through old, fearful belief systems. I have learned many effective ways to teach dealing with our blockages to overcome them. If we don't do this, we are prone to physical disease because we all have stored fear in many parts of our body. The insights in my book, Sustaining Joy, have been gathered from a collection of my teachings through multidimensional communications in workshops, classes, and insights. By sharing this information, we experience the expansion of our consciousness as we prepare to travel through this new millennium. I will be reviewing some of the chapters in the book as we go along. The book is designed to make us all aware of how we can live by our intuition and thus sustain our joy. Use the book intuitively to get what you need from chapters that speak to you. In that way, you'll get the insights that are particularly directed to your own individual growth. If a chapter does not appeal to you, then it is not for you at this time. Your intuition is the inner knowing, which everyone has, the ability to understand the hidden meanings and messages given to you in life. We were all born intuitive, and what most people need to work on is trusting the messages you receive. When we receive this intuition, at times it feels a bit strange, as it usually appears to be guiding us to places of the unknown. When we hear or feel these feelings, is the time to just relax and follow the guidance. There will be many times when you receive the direction and be very confused with what your intuition guided you to. This is because trusting in the insights gives you the newfound strength in trusting yourself, and this leads to joy. You may ask yourself how this process can change your life. When you first begin, you will receive thoughts in your quiet time or meditation. You will then be asked to carry out some rather unusual things to develop the trust you will receive. At times you will find yourself asking whether you heard the information correctly, as it may seem very different from the way you have directed your life so far. You may question the value of the insight and how it affects your life at this point. As you do learn to follow this guidance, more trust will be built as you see time and again how following this intuition took you to a more aligned place in your life. Why is this important now? At this time in our world, when fear seems to be so available to us on all levels, it is even more important to be able to live in trust. When we trust, we know we are on our journey, and so the fearful events don't bother us. There is only one true path for each of us, and it is revealed by our intuition. Where there is fear, there is no trust. We can't hold the two qualities at the same time. Fear can color our actions with our families, our businesses, our relationships. When we trust, we see everything in a different light. We become changed inside, and that affects our external actions. We are coming from a place of love and not fear. That comes through in our conversations and our actions, and it becomes evident in whom and what situations we attract to ourselves. Operating by our intuition will support us in the transition and learning curve of a new business, in relating to our loved ones on a higher level by coming to see their point of view, and in the deep knowing with what we can do to help change the world. How do I begin developing intuition? A good way to begin this process is to sit in quiet meditation each day to clear your mind. As you get better at clearing your mind, you will allow insights to begin coming through. These insights don't come in as thoughts, but as feelings. This is key to understanding the difference as you begin to embrace the feelings so they don't have a rational place in your mind. This is a good sign. How will this class help me sustain joy? Through developing your intuition, you develop trust, which in turn creates joy in your life. This class is designed to take you through the steps of my playbook, Sustaining Joy, to work on an individual basis to remove fear and allow for joy. When we are living by our intuition, we are connected with whom we truly are. You are listening to the audiobook of Sustaining Joy by Shirley Knapp, produced by North Winds Productions. In this audiobook, we have chosen to share insights and love from many dimensions of thought and realities. The time for joy is now, and it will continue to create more of a foundation in each of you in your lives as you consciously choose joy over fear. This audiobook is designed to bring you laughter, play, and fun as you continue to unfold into your truth. Listen to it anytime and notice how you are guided to the perfectly aligned information and exercises needed for your growth at that particular time. For each exercise, you will need to press pause on your player and upon completion, restart the player for the next chapter. Encourage your family, friends, and loved ones to share lightheartedly in your journey. These insights are timeless and inspire growth and joy. Joy is always available. It is yours. Choose it and sustain it. Welcome to Chapter 1. You need to know at this time that this information which is brought to you will be shared, and to those who you open to it will bring great joy and truth. The truth for each and all of you is much more than you could ever know or have the understanding of. You are about to travel into another dimension of time, one without time and space, another dimension of reality that is going to feel like a bit of the unknown. As we have told you in the past, you are going to grow to love the unknown instead of fearing it. This love for the unknown will bring great adventure, much as the adventure you are beginning today. This is for all of you to embark upon, reminding you always to expect the unexpected on all levels. We're going to imagine that the whales work close with us now. And the dolphins have brought you the essence of play and joy and love. The whales bring to you now information of times and days of the past. You are on the energy of this old Lemurian vibration, which is bringing to you the understandings of what was to the reality and insight of what is, and yet what again will be. We're going to speak to you this day of what is. We speak about a cellular healing, a healing that can transfer and transpose the essence of thought. For those of you who are studying healing and approaching the essence of healing on all levels, you must remember that thought is the quickest healing process that there is. When you tune into our frequency, it is of pure light. There is, in essence, nothing between you and us that cannot transfer and transform as quickly as thought. The human body is indeed very important to work upon the physical plane, but through thought patterns, you can create miracles. We wish to remind you of the importance of self-healing. Our energies and intentions are to bring you ways of guidance or thoughts to remind you of things that you already know. Each of your higher selves does hold the energy of the all. It's just a matter of tapping into it, remembering it, dusting it off, perhaps, but you have all that you need to heal this planet and heal yourself. You must hold that in the highest good, for in the days to come, there will be great change, great shifting, and great transformation. But as always, change brings opportunity, so look to the sun with the energy of opportunity. Look toward each day with the essence of change. Be grateful that things are changing, because if they were not, if they didn't change as quickly as they are, you would be most confused, because you are working in the energy of the new consciousness. Time will seem like it is speeding up. Days will seem shorter, awareness quicker, connections faster. Everything has been moved up in its frequency level. No, you are not making this up. Time is growing shorter, man-made time, because your frequency level has been lifted up. You are moving faster toward the light, but you will always be given what you need. You will never be given more than you can handle, and you must remember this. Whatever is in the way will be removed quickly. You may indeed first translate this to your individual life, that whatever is in the way of your true essence of joy will be released and removed quickly. If you do not need it, it will be released. If you do not hang on to it, it will move even quicker. If you do attempt to hang on to it, it will still be released, only with a bit more time, but we can tell you it will still be released. It is the creative force of timelessness now that works within each of your cellular patterns and memories. This timelessness is being released and brought to you in this form of new consciousness so that you will feel as if nothing that you know now feels the same. You can see it and feel it washing into the sea. Much as the lava flows and takes the force of anything that is in the way, whatever's in the way of your true essence of joy will be released and washed into the sea to create new earth or new energies of movement within you. This is indeed a time none of you have experienced in the past. The essence of all that was and has been is now. With help and support from the brothers and sisters of light, we'll take you higher and higher. You can go as far as you indeed choose to travel. We do understand if you need to stop and take a break, even as though you are hiking upon the top of one of those beautiful mountains. You would need to stop and take a break and breathe and look around you to see the distance that you have traveled. We know that this will occur, and this is an important time for integration and assimilation, because the world that you are embarking upon now will be very different from your own, but yet so old and familiar, too, for those of you who wish to remember. Do not dismay if there are those who do not wish to remember, for they will travel other paths. Know that if you have been drawn to this information, you will indeed be open to the presence of the adventure of the unknown. This is a time of great mystery, and yet a time to remember that which was. It is where the old and the new meet and become yet another vibrational force. As the old is being released, there will not be the fear of the new. It will only be like taking a joyful adventure into the reawakening in your beings from all levels of deep transformation. We are here to support you in this time in transformation, because even as you do transform, we also continue to rise up into the etheric worlds. As you can go hand in hand and travel, we all lift up in a consciousness of one. You are not separate. We are all vibrationally connected on all levels. There is nothing to separate any of you or you from us. For those of you who do wish to travel upon other dimensions of time and space, you'll notice quickly how bulky the energy of fear will begin to feel. In most of you, fear may feel like an old friend at times, but it will begin to feel like an old friend that you no longer wish to continue to associate with. like an old friend perhaps that you need to move separately from. Fear will begin to feel like this on all levels, for you will recognize it as only fear. You'll begin to laugh at fear, for it will make you so joyful that you have moved beyond that place in time. It will feel so small, just as you are upon the top of this mountain. You will look down, and it will feel like a small creature crawling along the grassy floor, having a place somehow yet so distant. Your ancient memories now are being re-encoded for you to once again remember what was and is. Remember the love, remember the passion for self and all life, and remember the truth. For the first exercise, reawakening passion for self. Pause your player, then find a comfortable place to relax, and restart your player to perform the exercise. You may want to write this down. Find yourself tuning into the area of your solar plexus, your center for passion and creativity. How does it feel? Hot? Warm? Cool? Cold? What color is it? Is it vibrant or drab? Or does it feel alive or numb? The next step is to expand from wherever you are. If you are already feeling vibrant and alive, bring in a vision of something that represents increased vitality and aliveness. For example, music, sensual dancing, wild colors, whatever opens you to a higher energy. If, on the other hand, you are feeling numb or blocked, bring in a vision of something fluid, such as a dolphin, moving gently through the blockage and removing it. Hold that vision until you feel yourself open, then begin to integrate the newly released passion into your everyday life. You may want to write this down. How are you living and expressing your passion? Are you using your creativity to the fullest? What part of yourself is longing to be expressed?